you're all listening, maybe. Hope.
Everybody is thinking about vacations again. Very soon now, the housewife will give up the daily drudgery of sweeping floors, making beds, cooking meals, and washing clothes, and take the children to some cute little cabin up in the mountains where she'll have nothing to do all day long but sweep floors, make beds, cook meals, and wash clothes. After tonight's broadcast, we're all taking a 4 weeks vacation, but we'll be back on the air again Friday night, May 3rd, on this same network. Carl, are you glad vacation time is here?
Yes, indeedy. Most men's ideas of vacation mean hunting or fishing or dame, but give me a drugstore by the side of the road where I can play those pinball games.
Very clever, Carl, but you ain't heard nothing yet. Here's the second verse. To many a man it is utter despair, but when by a sweetheart he is jilted. But the saddest words of all my friend is, no score, the machine was tilted. Oh, for sake, what's going on here? Wait a minute there. Good night. Mr. Sound Effect Man, why all the commotion here?
Well, we're going off the air for 4 weeks, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm packing up my sound effects and getting out of here.
Well, you're certainly in a big rush for yourself. Where are you going?
Well, my wife is going to the country.
Where are you going while your wife goes to the country?
I'm going to town.
Say, Al, where are you going on your vacation? Well, I don't know, Carl. My wife hasn't made up my mind yet. But I'm expecting a travel agent any minute now.
Knock, knock. Door open. Door closes.
Good evening, Mr. Pierce. I'm from the travel agency.
Now, just a minute, please. Hey, you, sound effect man. What's the idea of knock, knock, door open, door closes stuff?
Oh, the door knock is in the bottom of the trunk. I told you I was packing.
Mr. Pierce, I represent the Girdle and Bustle Travel Agency. We cover the hills and mountains. I'm Mr. Girdle.
You're who?
Who's my name is Girdle.
Oh, where's Bustle?
Oh, he's out and back. Mr. Pierce, now here's a beautiful ocean cruise to the South Pacific.
Ah, I can see it all now.
It's a bright, sunny morning, and a huge steamer is leaving the dock.
Oh, wait just a minute. Hey, sound effect man, what was that?
It's the boat pulling out of its slip.
Why the sound of ripping?
It was a tight slip.
Listen, you're in too much of a hurry to pack up and get out of here to suit me. Now, look, you get that boat whistle out of the bottom of the trunk, and don't forget to use it.
Okay, boss.
Go ahead, Mr. Girdle.
Now, after 12 days at sea, we come to the beautiful island of Bali, where the women walk round with baskets of fruit.
And they call them hats.
Oh, Mr. Pierce. It's a tropical paradise, Jack. I can hear the birds now singing their beautiful love songs in the trees. Listen.
Wait a minute, what was that?
The boat whistle, Mr. Pierce. You told me to get it and use it.
You heard me ask for a bird. Why didn't you give it to me?
Don't tempt me.
Now, look at here. This is about enough out of you. You look at here. Unpack that bird call.
Oh, all right. The bird call.
Now, Mr. Girdle, how long do we stop at Bali?
We don't stop there.
Then why did you mention it?
Well, I figured that about this time we could use a good belly laugh. From there we go to Hawaii.
Carl, that's where the dull pineapple juice comes from.
And then to Java.
Carl, that's where the coffee comes from.
From there we go to Burma.
I know, that's where the shaves come from.
And from there, we go to Africa for the big game hunting.
Africa, big game hunting.
Ah, yes. There's no greater thrill in life, my friend, than suddenly coming face to face with a ferocious lion in the jungle. Slowly you walk toward the great beast, watching his every movement. Then as he's just about to charge upon you, you raise your gun to fire, and the lion lets out a blood-curdling roar.
I'm sorry. The sound effect man has ruined everything. Now we don't know where to go on our vacation.
I've got an idea. We leave it to chance. I have a map here. Now, each of you put on a blindfold and stick a pin in the map. Wherever the pin lights, that's where you'll go.
Okay. Use your handkerchief for a blindfold, Carl.
Say, can I get in on this?
Yes, if it'll keep you out of mischief. Go ahead, Carl. You're first. Stick your pin in the map.
Well, I can't see a thing, but here I go.
Ouch! Stuck me in the ear.
Well, now that means Mr. Holt is going to Lake Erie. Simple, isn't it? Now, you're next, Mr. Soundman, and try to stick the pin in the mat this time.
Okay, here I go. Ouch! He got me in the arm.
Ah, the Soundman is going to Armenia. See? Now it's your turn, Mr. Pierce. Here's the pin. Please try and stick it in the mat.
Righto. One, two, three, there.
Ouch! Egad, you got me.
Where am I going, Carl?
South of the border, down Mexico.
Well, before the boys, the band pack up their instruments, and let's get a last number out of them before they go, eh? And friends, we have had so many requests for Carl Hall to play our theme song in its entirety that tonight we're going to do just that. This theme, Paradise Isle, was written by Sam Koki, our Hawaiian guitarist, who is a native Hawaiian. All right, Carl, Paradise Isle. Rachel Mendez, our sensational trumpeter, plays Stardust. This request was signed by 200 girls in white at St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Danville, Illinois. We can't ignore a request like that, so here we go, Rachel Mendez with Stardust. Thank you. Friends, you know that expression we often use, it has what it takes? Well, that's exactly what you can say about Dole pineapple juice. For example, when you get up in the morning, sleepy and groggy, a big glass of Dole pineapple juice has what it takes to sweep away the cobwebs. And when you sit down to relax after housework or drop into a soda fountain after shopping, Dole pineapple juice has what it takes to quench thirst and refresh you. It's just the thing for the youngsters, too, when they come home from school or in from play, because it's high in quickly available food energy. And don't forget those vitamins in Dole pineapple juice. It's a good source of vitamin D and C, and contains vitamin A. Yes, friends, Dole pineapple juice has what it takes to make living more pleasant any time of the day. Wouldn't a tall glass full taste good right now? Well, folks, that woman's here again. She sneaked out like she was trying to catch a mouse. Miss Arlene Harris, who hears no evil, sees no evil, but tells all evil.
Junior, where are you? What are you doing with your grandfather's picture? You're putting it in the front window. Well, take it down. Do you want to frighten the neighbors? If I haven't got enough trouble trying to get all our things packed, I'm expecting a lady here any minute now to rent the house, and you're supposed to be helping Mother pack this trunk. Well, never mind. Go on outside and play with the dog. You can't play with the dog. Why not? You packed the dog in the trunk. Junior, don't you know that dogs need air? I don't care if he is an Airedale. Open the trunk and get back home. What do you mean you can't open it? You packed the key in there, too. Oh, for heaven's sake, go out and play. I'll pry the trunk open. Oh, there's the doorbell. I guess that's the woman that wants to rent the house. How do you do? Yes, this is the house for rent. Come right in. How much are we asking for it? Well, my husband says if it's furnished, we ought to get $150 a month. And my girlfriend, Major, says we ought to get $175. How much are you willing to pay? $50? Oh, isn't that a coincidence? That's what I said to Harry that you would pay, and he said I didn't know anything about business. Of course, if you take this house, I know you'll really love it. The only reason we're giving it up is that we'd like to live in a more respectable neighborhood. This house has a wonderful view from the living room window. No, not that window, dear. That one's nailed shut. It faces the glue factory. Yes, the glue factory's running day and night now that the races are over at Santa Anita. For the view. Of course, it's a little foggy this morning, but on a clear day, you can see the man next door being his wife. And by the way, we'd like to keep our furniture looking nice. Have you any children? I'm very particular about my furniture, and you know how children are. I have such lovely things. Now, that table there costs $500. If you don't believe me, I'll show you the summons. You know, I have one child, but he's a perfect little gentleman. He's out there now playing with the neighbor's little boy. That's him out there, the one on top. Oh, yeah. This is a very well-constructed house, too. You know, it's built in such a lovely spot, don't you think so? Some people like to live down low in the valley, but we built our house on a bluff. Why are we moving? Well, the finance company's calling our bluff. Oh, listen to that poor dog. Haven't I got to pry that trunk open? You know, Junior locked his dog in there and the key's inside. Oh, I certainly hope you take the house because we want to get away on a vacation. There are four of us going if I can ever get this trunk pried open. My husband, my little boy, myself, and the dog. There. The trunk's open. Oh, goodness. Correction. There are eight of us going. The dog has just had up. Junior, Junior, come in here, dear, and see what's happened in the trunk.
Pressure salesman. This week we find Elmer in a professional building selling dental supplies.
Hey, there's somebody pulling teeth in here today. I hope.
How do you do, young man? Have you an appointment?
Yeah, but I'll break it for you, Toots. Where do you want to go?
See here, young man. I'm a nurse. I don't go out with a man the first time I meet him.
Okay, how do you do, miss? Here I am again.
Listen, if you were here to see the dentist, he's in bed. He always sleeps between 11 and 12.
Isn't that awfully crowded in one bed? Young lady, I'm selling dental supplies. I have here a pair of dentist pliers invented by Dr. Ehrlich.
Dr. Ehrlich invented a pair of dentist pliers?
Yeah, they're called the magic pullet. I also have here some special powder for whitening teeth. Just takes a 3-day treatment.
How does it work?
Well, the first day, the teeth come out one shade whiter. In 2 days, they come out 2 shades whiter.
How do they come out the third day?
Well, they just fall out by themselves.
Well, it sounds phony to me.
So does your voice.
Well, I have a slight cold, you know.
Goes about 12 million people.
Well, I haven't time to bother with you, so I'll go wake up the doctor and see if he wants anything. Now, Will, you just sit down there and help yourself to the magazine.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, the magazine. Sure. Magazines. Yeah. I always thought dentists had old magazines. Here's one with a picture of Dewey on the cover. Let's see, it says Flash. Dewey just captured Manila Bay. Oh, gosh. Here,
Quick. You've got to pull this tooth out. It's killing me.
Well, the nurse will be right back.
Oh, I don't need the nurse. Please pull my tooth. I can't stand it any longer. My two back molars have made both my jaws swell way out.
Yeah, well, you're making mountains out of molars. All right, now I'll sit in the chair and you show me your teeth.
You sit, but I'm supposed to sit in the chair.
But I saw it first. My, but you have nice pearly teeth. Yeah. They remind me of a radio program.
Pepsodent?
No, true or false.
Oh, will you please get busy on my tooth?
Okay, don't rush me. Let me see now. What are those four extra teeth in the bottom row?
Oh, well, those are my upper bridges. They must have slipped.
Oh, gosh. I caught you with your bridges down. Mister, I'm afraid I'm going to have to drill a hole to let the pain out. Before I go any farther, I've got to have some cotton.
Cotton for my mouth?
No, for my ears. I can't stand the sound of that drill.
Never mind drilling the tooth. Pull it out!
Okay, you asked for it. I got my pliers here. It's coming slow.
Now, take your hand off my chin.
That isn't my hand, it's my foot. Now, hang on tight, I'll try again.
You'll have to give me gas.
I guess this is the gas machine here. Hope. I'll turn it on. That's 5 gallons. Shall I fill it up?
Doc, it doesn't seem to have any effect. You'll just have to go ahead and pull it.
Well, I think we'll get it this time. Yeah. Hang on tight. Well, here it is. This is the tooth that's been hurting you, this gold one I just pulled out.
Gold tooth? But I didn't have any gold tooth.
Oh, gosh, then I must have pulled out your back collar button. Wynn, that's the telephone. I'll take it. Thanks a lot. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Pierce. I'd like to ask Wynn Niles a question. Is he there?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, Wynn, it's for you.
Oh, thanks, Al. Hello.
Mr. Niles, a few weeks ago, I heard you refer to Dole Pineapple Gems as the all-round pineapple champion. Would you mind repeating what you said about them so I can write it down?
Oh, I'd be delighted to. Ready?
Ready.
First, Dole pineapple gems are new in size and shape. They fit the spoons.
New in size and shape. They fit the spoons.
Dole pineapple gems are cut a special way across the grain of the fruit, thus releasing more flavor to the taste.
Cut across the grain of the fruit, thus releasing more flavor to the taste.
Dole pineapple gems are a delicious dish by themselves, and when used in salads, desserts, and fruit cups, their unusual shape and flavor make the dish more inviting and appetizing.
Their unusual shape and flavor make the dish more inviting and appetizing.
Well, there you have the reasons why we say Dole pineapple gems are the all-round pineapple champion. A champion by themselves and a champion when included in all kinds of dishes and at any meal. So why don't you give them a trial at your table? Ask for Dole pineapple gems, the delicious new treat from Hawaii.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Niles.
Friends, you know, I always make a mistake at the right time. When I was announcing about Dole pineapple juice, I said that Dole pineapple juice is a good source of vitamins B and C. I said D and C. I should have said B and C, and contains vitamin A, and I want to get that cleared up before some good doctor friend of ours checks upon it. Marie Green must be figuring on a vacation trip to the Far East after tonight's show because she's chosen the Song of India for her number with the Merry Men. And even though I heard them sing it a dozen times during rehearsal today, I'm going to enjoy it again right along with you. All right, Marie, let's hear it.
Thank you.
song well sung. We're certainly going to miss your voice while we're on our vacation.
Pardon me, Miss Pierce.
Oh, here's that travel agent again.
Mm-hmm.
Look here, I don't know whether I want to buy a trip from you or not.
Are you making a big mistake, Mr. Pierce? I just sold Jack Benny a lovely trip through New York State.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Does Jack Benny get a lot of fun out of New York State?
Sure. Every week he goes to Rochester for laughs.
I don't want to decide right away. There are other travel agencies besides yours, you know.
I shall creep down to your land.
Mr. Kissel.
Yes?
Do you mean to say you are a travel agent, too?
As my father said when he was 3 years old.
What'd he say?
I don't know. I wasn't there when he was 3 years old. I don't like you.
I don't blame you.
Now, Mr. Pierce, if you want a genuine Yankee Doodle vacation, I got for you a 2-week visit to Kissel's Cozy Cutrate Cabins on the Kentucky Canal, and it's got a gorgeous stuff. You know, we got marvelous Chinese food. Every night you eat chop suey. Man, and after dinner, you have dancing to a 3-piece band.
A 3-piece band?
Yes, but they're learning another piece. And after the dancing, you sit around the campfire and you have community singing.
No, I can help you there. You mean singing?
No, I mean singing. The place is full of mosquitoes.
Now, listen here, Mr. Kissel. I'm a travel agent, too. And I saw Mr. Pierce first. Now, you keep out of this, you chiseler.
Chiseler, huh? In my country, that means fight.
All right, then why don't you fight?
Well, look what happened to my country.
Now, listen here, Mr. Pierce. My trip, number 2A, is just what you want. It takes you to Cuba, Puerto Rico, Haiti.
What comes after Haiti?
Haiti 1, Haiti 2, Haiti 3.
Just a minute, gentlemen. Will you stop your fighting here, please?
Now, listen, Mr. Pierce. I have a wonderful trip to take you to Egypt, where you can see the Sphinx.
Oh, Egypt. Why go to Egypt? Why, you can go right out here to Griffith Park and see the Sphinx.
Sphinx in Griffith Park?
Why, certainly. You sit down on the seat, I give you a push and a sphinx. Get him.
Just think, Mr. Pierce, for only $500, I can take you all the way to Venice.
Oh, pish-posh, I can beat that.
Oh, how can you beat it?
Well, for only $2, I'll take you to Venice, and for another 50 cents, I'll throw in Santa Monica.
Look, gentlemen, I'm tired of this bickering. I want to take a round-the-world cruise. Now, what is your rock-bottom price?
Now, I'll say $500.
$400.
$300.
$200.
$100.
$50.
$25.
I'll take it, and believe me, I got a bargain.
Mr. Kissel, how about those cozy cut-rate cabins on the Kankanee Canal? Have you got anything there to make your vacation lively and interesting?
Have we got anything there to make your vacation lively? Why, we've got horses, golf courses, and gay young divorces, driving, diving, and jitterbug jiving, beaches, leeches, poison ivy, dariches, hiking, biking, and sports to your liking, fleas, trees, and Not to mention fishing, wishing, and ice dog petition, gym, swim, strawberries with cream, rolling, flowing, what a spot to spend your dough in. Bowers, flowers, you can pick day and hour. Sunday to Monday, you sleep in your undies because we have no pajamas today.
Okay. Well, friends, tonight's program brings to a close the present series of broadcasts for Dole Pineapple Juice. This has been one of the happiest series of broadcasts we've ever enjoyed. The reason is that we haven't had to work very hard. It doesn't take hard work to sell a splendid product like Dole Pineapple Juice. It sells itself. And so as we sign off for a 4-week vacation, we want to thank our sponsor for making this series possible for us and for being so nice to us. And we want to thank you listeners for your enthusiastic acceptance of our sponsor's grand product. And I also speak for every one of the gang to the last man. On Friday night, May 3rd, on this same network, we'll be back again on the air with a new series of programs for Camel Cigarettes. So till we meet again, on Friday night, May 3rd, your local newspaper will have the time. Aloha, and don't forget the drinks that always taste so good, Dole Pineapple Juice from Hawaii.
This is when the Nile Trade Canal is the Columbia Broadcasting System.